we need to have a sense of where we are on the stage of life. We need to have a sense of how recent our arrival is. There are many who, intuitively looking at what humans do to the Earth, say, this is a very large planet. There's lots of diversity. There's an ocean, there's land, there's forest, there's grassland. How can a few human beings change this planet? So we need the context of where we are on the Earth. Are we significant or are we insignificant? How did the Earth get to where it is today? So I'm going to spend some time in this first lecture trying to provide that context, the context in which we see where we are in the scheme of life. Now, after we do that, I want to explicitly begin to discuss in Lecture 2 the concept of the greenhouse effect. The greenhouse effect is basically the phenomenon that maintains the surface of the Earth at a temperature that is hospitable to life, and we'll discuss what that greenhouse effect is. Why is it called the greenhouse effect? Well, there's a loose analogy to the glasshouse or the greenhouse, in which in the glasshouse or greenhouse, sunlight penetrates the glass to the inside, but the heat is more or less trapped to the interior. The glass does not allow heat to radiate as easily to the outside as it would in the absence of the glass, and so the temperature inside the greenhouse is significantly warmer than it is outside, and so you can grow warm temperature plants in an environment that would otherwise be impossible. So that's basically where the term greenhouse comes from, but we'll explain how that works in the context of the climate system. The other point here is that we need to understand what are the elements that contribute to the greenhouse effect. So we'll be talking about how efficient is the natural greenhouse effect. We need to understand how that works so that we have a better sense of how we are beginning to change it, what our impact is in changing it. And what we'll be seeing specifically here is that the gases that are part of the greenhouse effect are relatively few in number. And paradoxically, the major components of the atmosphere, oxygen and nitrogen, are not contributors to the greenhouse. What we'll talk about is that if all we had in the atmosphere was oxygen and nitrogen molecules, and frankly, that's most of what we have. 99% of the air on a typical day is made only of these two molecules. If that's all we had, there would be no greenhouse, and the Earth would be freezing cold from equator to pole. Life as we know it under those circumstances would not be possible. So it's minor gases in the atmosphere, like water vapor, like carbon dioxide, like nitrous oxide, like methane, that are the key players in determining the greenhouse effect and ultimately then the average temperature and the climate of the Earth. And that's the context in which we need to understand what we are doing to change the nature of the global greenhouse. We are specifically in this course interested in trying to understand whether human beings are changing global climate. Now, what we'll see in Lecture 3 is that the world in a real sense changed a couple of hundred years ago, 150 years ago, during the Industrial Revolution. Up to that